With many people worrying about tension at the polls, some Ohio voting rights groups are organizing what they call a peacekeeping team. Joining us now is the director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, Jen Miller, a great friend of the program this time of year. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
So what does an election peacekeeping team look like?
So we have a lot of different teams. This is part of the Election Protection Coalition. That includes the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, Ohio Votes, Common Cause. And, you know, we get calls into 866-OUR-VOTE. And a lot of times those are just questions about election logistics. But sometimes we will get calls about some sort of intimidation or maybe someone being aggressive with voters out in the parking lot. And so the idea is that we pull together a team of social workers and clergy, two different groups who have de-escalation training. And when we are hearing that something is getting tense, maybe at an early vote center or on election day at a neighborhood polling location, we could send a couple folks out there in hopes that that helps create a sense of peace and safety and calm for everyone.
So these are social workers, clergy, and again, these are issues that might spring up. This is not intended to monitor large militias or any organized campaigns. That said, are social workers and clergy equipped to potentially break up fights and to calm people down in what could really be a tense moment?
Look, I don't know if we'll be breaking up fights, and I really hope we're not.
Sure,
I hope
sure.
Instead what happens is once we have some people there who are really about trying to create a peaceful, calm situation outside of the 100-foot line, so generally in the parking lots or where people are walking up to the polling location, that if we have these folks there, that it will just overall create more calm in the situation that we start to see issues.
And again, you're there for sort of extemporaneous things that pop up. You haven't heard of any organized efforts either, really, to mess with polling places, have you?
No, we have not heard of any planned activities here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Our hope is that there will be none. But if there are, then we want to loan our support to voters and to poll workers and boards of elections officials by having these calming folks who are trained in de-escalation be there too.
And you mentioned this is one of the teams that's overseen by the Election Protection Coalition. What else are they doing? What are the other teams doing?
Yeah, so we have poll monitors who will be out in the field with t-shirts, masks on, who can answer questions for voters. We have a call center at 866-OUR-VOTE, OURVOTE. And then we have a legal team. If we do see issues that arise to the point of true voter suppression, where a voter cannot rightfully access their constitutional rights, we could bring lawsuits as well.
The issues around elections have become increasingly partisan this year, with Republicans criticizing things like early voting and mail-in voting. This is a nonpartisan effort, correct?
Absolutely. So League of Women Voters is fiercely nonpartisan. The Election Protection Hotline, 866-OUR-VOTE, and all of our various teams are fiercely nonpartisan. What that means is we have one North Star, and that's the voter. We serve every voter, no matter where they live, how they're going to vote, what candidates they support.
Jen Miller is the director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, which is helping organize a peacekeeping team to visit any polling places where tensions might flare up on Election Day. Jen, thanks again.
Thank you. You take care.